Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sugars, this is Maddie. Well, I shit the bed. I plumb shit the bed, y'all. We're dropping a lot of single life episodes on y'all today because we got to catch up because I thought I set all these to drop. I don't think I did because it didn't happen. And it was the same week we went on tour. So we didn't drop the rest. And thank you to Sissy Chelsea, who very nicely came at me and said, bitch, where's my shows? So anyway, y'all, we're getting them to you now. These will be dropping every Friday. And I will set the rest of the episodes to drop as well. Golly, we're just raw dogging you with content this week. So enjoy, sissies.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So, Natalie, how did your date go with Johnny?
You know, I like that he believed in God. He talked about God, and I liked it. Period.
Wow. Okay.
That was it.
That was it.
So, requirements for a good date for Natalie.
First date, by the way.
No drinking, believes in God.
God.
Not aliens.
No aliens. Yeah, no aliens.
Welcome to the Single Life Season 2, Attack of the Trolls.
This show is good. This show is good.
Like I've said before, y'all, we sometimes watch a lot of, I think this show started out, the intention when the show was in its little tiny baby cradle was about watching people and rooting for them. Now that the afterbirth is splayed out, the placenta has been dragged.
Yeah. The baby's over there smoking a cigarette with some chew up his ass saying, yeah. Can we get on with it, Mom?
It's time now to troll you fuckers.
Yep.
So we're going to do it with this whole season of trolls.
I have to say,
I'm enjoying hate watching it.
We were right. I was right. Or one of us was right. Because Natalie is a joy to watch on Single Life because she's so cuckoo.
She's crazy. And
she's
also,
a joy.
She's completely delusional.
She is completely not in touch with any type of reality at all. And actually seeing this, you're like, do I feel sorry for Mike? I don't.
No.
But you kind of understand a little bit more how difficult it was to be with her because you kind of
the thing is, what I do really believe is with Mike, she knew what role she needed to play. Yeah. Now she doesn't not know what roles, so she's just trying on different roles.
Yep.
Yeah. Always the actor, the actress. quick question. We're not going to talk about her first, but when she said And maybe I'm remembering this wrong.
Okay.
When she said, Michael did not support my dreams. Didn't he say, you can go to school? You, was that not a thing? Will, if you want to, maybe he didn't want her to do.
I blocked that out.
I just feel like I remember him saying,
Michael might have, but Butter didn't.
You can Butter be said, a translator.
Wait, you're going to be a translator, Natalie, and get a job.
But I feel like he.
But I was going to say, she probably feels he didn't support her dreams.
To live in Scream.
Because his mother did not support, wasn't a,
no,
of that, her dreams that at I all. Agree. And Mike didn't stand up to his mother about it.
That makes sense.
He said nothing to Butter about it. Nothing.
Anyway.
I'm so glad we call her Butter. I'm so not, glad.
Trish. Do we have any announcements or we just jump into this shit?
Welcome to our Patreon, our Supercast. If you jumped into the single life, or if you're listening to this
episode on, three
on the free feed, then you waited three called, months because you're cheap. You're like, I'm not paying them gay people $5 a month. I'm gonna wait till it's free.
I respect that.
I kind of do too.
I'm a frugal person at
you
times.
Know what? That's a lip gloss you can buy every month and not have to pay
That's
for
true.
Us.
That's a porn subscription.
Yeah.
Not really? That I know.
What porn are you subscribed? $5 a month? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Just Junkyardboys.org.
Like it would be .org. Just
Junkyardboys.net.
Cement.warehouse. Like, that's it. It's not even as porn in that.
Some of them, like, have bullet holes. You can see scars.
Wow. Wow, like, one guy says in the middle of the scene, I don't want to be here, man. And someone just shoves his cock in his mouth.
There's like a hypodermic needle hanging out of an arm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the kind of porn you can get for $4.99 a month.
Yeah.
Junkyardboys.net.
Wow.
But B-O-Y-Z, of course.
It is B-O-Y-Z. Oh, goodness.
So this is episode three, Lust at First Sight.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think this is supposed to apply to the dueling Stephanies.
Oh, I was gonna say Jesse. It is an illusion to have sex on first date.
That's right. You're making him sound like he doesn't speak English at all.
No, but his accent
illusion.
You know, I wish he didn't. It'd make my life easier.
But he's. He doesn't forget articles.
No. Now, y'all, okay, jump in. This is a long episode because there was no of Pred on here. So we had to watch everybody, including Jesse and Jennifer. Look.
I can't believe.
We don't enjoy watching them either, y'all, but we do it for you.
And I was going to say, I don't mind watching and trolling Natalie's sections. Jesse and Jennifer are hard to watch.
It is painful to watch these.
And also Stephanie's hard to watch. So those two. Oh, I find her almost unwatchable.
I do. I've seen other people kind of react. Like, I enjoyed Stephanie reacting to Stephanie in this and kind of being like, but I agree. I don't love it, but it's not as bad as Jesse and Jennifer.
But I'm kind of enjoying, Sinjin's kind of starting slow. And so I'm going to enjoy watching that.
Oh, it was good this because y'all we got Mama Skeksy, Missy.
Skeksy's sitting Missy. Here just handing back with her crown royal. I don't know what that was, y'all. Don't touch my jack.
It's a crown royal. I guarantee
she's
it.
She's sitting there with her crown royal with a straw in it, y'all.
Or a
she's
Hennessy.
She's just sitting. What's it up, Singe? What's going on?
Remember when you thought Hennessy was a fancy drink?
Oh yeah, they had a whole campaign. Every R&B singer was drinking Hennessy.
It's not fancy now, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I remember one time we had the cubicle a lot about warrior Hennessy. Job, and one of the secretaries requested Hennessy.
Wow.
She left because she got pregnant and didn't tell anybody, and then called my boss and said, hey, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. I had a baby. And we were like, what?
That's apparently something people do at your work.
Something. Come at us with stories of people who just ghosted your work and then left
because
you.
Because she was afraid they would fire her?
Yes. Yeah. We would not have. We have like 4 months pregnancy, maternity leave.
It's so.
She'd been there for 4 years.
It is weird.
It was weird. She wasn't married or anything, so she got knocked up.
Does she realize, though, the lawsuit she could have filed?
Oh, yes. I'm like,
it's so interesting.
You were very protected. Y'all, if you're in Texas or Oklahoma, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But in California, you'll be protected.
The labor protections are the best in the country here.
They are.
And but the weirdest thing is she called and said, so yeah, I had a baby, and actually, I'm going to need to take a couple weeks off.
Email. Send an email. And then send a picture of the baby. But isn't he
Stop
so cute?
A picture. Oh, my God.
Come at me with your cubicle warrior ghosting. Anyway.
What is wrong with people?
I know.
Let's talk about
Jesse and
Jennifer.
First things first. What is this song that they're playing? It's like, when your life gives you coconuts.
Oh, it's like the coconut twist. Go like this. And the coconut twist.
Yes.
Coconut twist was my name in college.
There goes coconut twist, y'all.
Hey, boys. That's what I can do with myself, my body.
I'm still itching.
That'll clear up in a while. You had fun, didn't you?
So I'm still hung up on, they're on the cab on the way to the hotel, and Jesse looks at her and he says,
they both are like looking at each other like all of a sudden rain is supposed to happen, like in The Notebook.
Yeah, yes. And Jesse says, is it easy to get to know people here? They are asking questions of somebody you met 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, how long is this online relationship been?
The thing is I think you're making the mistake that they're actual real people with souls in there.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And,
but isn't it completely the way they built this up? They both talked that they've been talking online for like a year.
But it's about nothing. It's about nothing.
Like what I think, I bet they just send each other workout memes.
Yes, they haven't. Or say, hey, baby, how was your day today? My day was good. I worked out.
He calls her Mia Moore.
Yep.
What does that mean in Spanish? That means someone I like, right?
My love.
Same thing. Anyway,
I'm saying it's all a pose.
It's all a pose.
It's because these aren't real people.
I feel like this is a Las Vegas relationship.
They have hearts, and that's shading Las Vegas.
No,
let's
I mean
be
like,
honest.
You know, but no, when you're in Vegas, it's like kind of like summer camp, but it's not. It's like when you're in Vegas for 4 days and you meet someone and you kind of fuck and date them for like 4 days.
Not familiar.
You've never had a Vegas man?
I'm too busy gambling.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You got to come at me if you had a Vegas man.
I think you're trying to make that term work, and it's never going to.
Vegas man. I like it.
But no, I was going to say, these are people with blood, hearts,
not,
lungs.
Not sure.
They just don't have souls.
I am not. I think we have finally invented AI, because they're beautiful. Their bodies are perfect. And they don't have a minuscule of humanity.
Yeah, and it's because they're doing they're kind of going through their life as automatons for social media clout.
Yes,
and you can't
let this be a lesson for all of you that put down your phone and look at the world around you.
Okay.
This could be an
interesting lesson to draw.
What, your phone will suck you in.
I agree. Do you mean so they were taught to be that way by their phones?
Yes.
I would say that neither one of them, we don't know who either of them are, and I don't think they themselves know.
But they.
But people like this.
This is like
people,
AI too, and Haley Joel Osment's going to come up any minute as a robot, kid robot.
No, I'm saying people like this spend their whole lives curating their image of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
This did not happen overnight through social media. Social media was the tool.
That's true. And what happens when the beauty fades?
Exactly.
Because it does.
And then,
that's the scariest thing of when you're young and hot is one day you won't be either.
And then you have to actually talk to people.
And
you can't create your own image somewhere. And then people realize, oh, you're just weird.
You have to actually develop a personality, develop likes, and actually give a shit about what other people think.
It is true, and I'm sure you guys have met. You've met very attractive people, and you talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes, and sometimes they can hold their own. On the very rare occasion, they'll be smart and chatty. Those people are celebrities usually.
Yeah.
But a lot of, you'll meet very attractive people, you'll meet them and they can't hold a conversation, or they are awkward, or they're talking only about themselves,
mm-hmm.
or they're talking about non-essential, like ridiculous things,
mm-hmm.
because they can't. They've never had to grow a personality. That's what being beautiful sometimes, what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're that not for saying all that, beautiful
we're
people.
We're not saying that for all no. beautiful people.
But that happens. And that happens for these two people.
Yeah.
So anyway, they keep talking about how much they're in love with one another, blah, blah, blah.
They get
there.
They get out of the hotel.
Jesse, and of course, she's like, he needs to kiss me. Otherwise, it's a failure.
He needs to prove that he's a man for me.
Ugh.
If we don't connect sexually, I won't be in a relationship. And I'm like, golly, you're a misogynist.
Well, ugh. it's the same song, second verse for her.
And did you see Jesse's bag that he carried out of the hotel? It was garish.
Everything for him has no taste.
Y'all, it was this like, what's the, not effervescent, what's the color when it's like white, but then it has this sheen?
Opalescent.
Not, kind of, a, but no, I can't think of the word.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Maybe you will.
Guess it's not. You know how some cars are like it's a white pearl color, but then it shines and it looks pink and gold. It's called worst game password ever.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to remember it either. So move on.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Just grind the show to a halt. So we get to...
This will be good about the live shows, that people can just scream out things that you forget.
Iridescent.
Glad I remembered.
So they get to the hotel room and he's saying to them, oh, this is nice. Oh, look at this bathtub. I'm so glad I'm here with her.
So glad.
And she's just kind of staring at him, like smiling.
She's literally the next step. She's just about to take her hand, lick it, and just start rubbing her nipples because she wants him to notice her body so bad.
And what she wants is for him to take her in his strong arms and kiss her. Yep. Like it's a romance novel, and then he whisks her away to something he's planned, even though he doesn't know the country, and he treats her like a queen, and these things that are made up that don't happen in real life.
Yes, and he completely falls over. This was the problem with Tim. Tim wanted to get to, but she would put up with it longer with Jesse, because Jesse is quote-unquote hot,
yep.
and also not as awkward like Tim, but y'all... We said this in the first. She is not used to somebody wanting to get to know her emotionally.
And that's
because she's a gross person. Yep. She has nothing to offer. She is just body.
Yep.
And so if someone doesn't respond to body for her, she is completely on the
defensive. She gets offended. Yeah.
It is offended.
Yeah.
And because what it really feels is like she's not.
She's very insecure.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
So they get to the hotel, and then he's like, let's get into something more comfortable. And so they change clothes.
Because they're going to dinner.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Was this purchased from the show choir store? Is that what you wrote?
That's exactly what we actually...
Blue iridescent tux.
If you don't know what a show choir is.
With bow tie.
With matching blue bow tie. If you weren't in show choir, then y'all, maybe you would equivalent it to a blackjack dealer from the 50s.
Yeah.
But for us, it was show choir. And I'm not kidding. We wore almost the exact same jacket with bow tie when we did a very, I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. I wanna bop the night away.
Is that the bass line?
That's the only part I know.
Wow.
Which was
sad for any of you who sang bass in your, I guess it's free if you've sang alto.
Altos get it too.
I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. I wanna bop with you all night long. I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long.
This is a niche choir joke, and only like five people got it.
The tenor and the soprano parts are going all over the place. I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. It's right, a soprano. Yeah. The bass part. I wanna be. and y'all wanted to stick your head in an oven because you had a shitty part. I'm sorry that happened to you. I hope your life has gotten better since then.
You know, but the crowd loved it when we performed for the theater. Y'all know that. I want to bop with you, baby, all night long. I want to bop the
I don't think I know that song. I was just making it up.
Oh, no.
Is it a country song?
It is a country. It's like a country, but it went into pop song in like the 80s. But all the old people loved it when we sang it. I think it might be on the Honkin' Tonkin'
We
mix.
Need to move on.
But anyway, we did a whole, I think it's Dan Seals, maybe. Maybe.
Who cares?
Anyway, we did a whole
so bored.
We did a whole medley of his songs.
Dan Seals?
Maybe it wasn't Dan Seals. Meet Me in Montana was on that too. That was a lot of bassline, just had ooing on that one.
I thought in choir.
But we had the exact same jacket.
In show choir, wouldn't it be more up tempo or jazzy instead of country songs?
Well, bop is. Oh, you should see the choreography. I mean,
no, I'm not interested.
It was great.
I'm
Dennis
sure.
Dennis Gothard couldn't do it because of his limp, y'all. I know. He had that motorcycle. And
he only had one nub.
He had his nubbin.
Okay. When I can tell your show choir stories, that's not great. God damn. I was going to try to make this a shorter show, but no. So anyway, she's there in her black dress that is just... She's sucked into.
Yeah.
Great for her. She looks great.
She looks great.
But that tuck, he looks like a giant asshole.
He looks like
that. And he's really walking around the streets of Bucaramanga, just looking. They're going to a place, and
somebody was wearing a jacket there, but they were in like a khaki jacket.
Well, also, if you know anything about Latin America, South America, you don't dress like a complete asshole when you go
really
out.
He really looks like a Joker's henchman from Tim and Burton.
Because no like wonder. It's actually because when I've been to Argentina, people, it's you dress very respectfully.
Mm.
It's always nice. It's nice
Isn't
clothing.
It more like Italy, like more understated, like
yes,
in Argentina?
Yes. Usually. But you saw other people wearing. Everyone was wearing like, not conservative, but he looks like a giant tool. Wearing things like that.
He does.
God, it makes me... I get such kind of murderous thoughts when I see him. He's so awful. So, you guys, they're having like meat and potatoes, which is very, very much normal thing you would have in Colombia.
They also ordered a Cabernet, a red wine, or a Merlot.
And I will... Well, first he orders an espresso martini. And he's like, no, we don't have that. And he's like, oh, well, I guess we'll have... She's like, how about some red wine? Okay, some Cabernet. They do bring him something. And y'all, Jesse turns into a Dutch Karen.
He really does. He really...
But we knew he was going to.
You knew he was going to. He's like, ugh. This
drink is terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
And he's like, is your food raw? And she's like, no, mine's good. And you're kind of wondering, is this going to make or break? Because if he complains or looks whiny, that's going to look bitchy and feminine to her, and it's going to turn her off.
He's like, hola, waiter, bienvenidos, when he comes up.
It's funny because he says, we ordered red wine, and the waiter said, we ran out. But we didn't tell you at all. We just brought you
something that was kind of randomly alcoholic.
We thought you wouldn't notice. Thought you wouldn't notice.
That was funny. Now, my idea, when you're in a different country, you don't speak the language, maybe don't be a Karen.
You got to roll with things.
You got to just say, and you know what? Especially when you're meeting someone for the first time, rule one is don't show how big of an asshole you are.
Yeah.
You've got to wait until at least date three to bring that out.
I think that's more like... Like 3 months of dating, not date three.
Ooh, maybe I've been doing that wrong.
Yeah. I think you have.
So that means when I start sending food back,
you gotta
by date three, I should wait a little longer.
As right. Grandma Hazel says, double it. Maybe date six.
Okay. That's a good idea. So anyway, they take it back.
Jennifer says, I can tell he's not easy to please, and I find that really rude. But... However,
he did have. Do you notice what he said? He's like, "Yeah, can you take this back and please add some vegetables?
Add some vegetables,
because y'all, a Karen loves to make up a dish for the restaurant to make them.
Oh,
if you've ever been a server and someone is looking on the thing and just saying, "Can you just make me a chicken breast and add some vegetables on the side?" and they just expect you to do it, and I'm like, "Oh, what I can bring you is this dish." And I can also bring you a side of mixed vegetables, and we'll take everything off it. No, you can't just put it together. No, I cannot.
No, how do you enter that in the computer?
Well, that's another issue.
Your micros is going to be confused.
Well, especially if it's a big chain. But people do. There are some people at restaurants, especially chain restaurants, who just expect you to make something for
them. Y'all, if you want exactly what you want, go cook at home.
Anyway, but yeah, if you've been a server, you have definitely had someone who just wanted to make up a dish. It wasn't on the menu.
Luckily, she offers her food to him, and he said, "Well, I will take it just because you're being so sweet." And then actually, it's really good, and he starts eating her steak. And they're kind of sharing food, and she feeds him, which drove Poodle crazy.
Because I had already been so violated by now. That was the least of my worries.
And so
then there's a dog. The dog just walks through.
Yeah, he's like, "What the hell's going on here?" And she's just, and so, but as soon as she feeds him like a baby,
this place is not okay.
"You're so cute. With or without steak, I don't care. I'm with you."
But
that was a good thing to say,
Jesse. He's still pissed off. But
he knows.
He's covering it up.
"I've got to cover this up." And then he even says, I feel like I just know you so well. I know you so well. Y'all, what's one of the main rules of sociopaths? Love bombing.
Yep.
He's love bombing her.
Yep. The weirdest thing is she's got her own pathologies.
She's sex bombing him.
Yeah.
So that's part of, yeah, that is love, but she's going to sex bomb him.
Yeah.
I think she's a sociopath too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying when I was talking about this. These people have learned. They've learned. They're very smart students of human behavior.
And that's what a sociopath. They are.
And they have curated themselves.
Sociopath next door, y'all.
Exactly.
Read it.
So,
although you'll think everyone's going to kill you in your life. So, I almost stopped the podcast with Poodle when I read. I'm kidding. You're not a sociopath. Kidding.
Well, no. The weirdest thing is,
it doesn't make you paranoid.
When people, I have such a gut reaction to these people because. Everything in me recoils when I see someone like this.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could ever be taken by one. Let's hope not. Usually the ones I'm taken by are when I can tell they've got a big dick and they're just kind of losers, and I'll hope they're better than that.
Well, but yes, you also though.
I'm romantics.
You're romantic, but sociopaths usually love bomb. However, you want a sociopath to treat you like shit and not pay attention to you.
That's why I date narcissists.
But I was going to say, that is why you date narcissists.
Exactly. That's why I date narcissists.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different. Although they can coincide, and that's real bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you might as well just buckle it up.
Buckle it up.
Yeah. You're going to be fucked up for life.
You're going to be fucked up. Yeah.
Anyway, they're like, so he's like, "Would you like to skip dessert?"
It's just our synergy. It's meant to be. And even, I just want to say something. Y'all, Poodle, how many times, actually, I've done this a little, but having you mentioned before, you're a big footsie under the table person with guys that you're into.
I've done it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, how would you feel if you were doing footsie with a guy and he looked at you and said, "Oh, footsie. Are we playing footsie?"
I would say, now that you said it, I'll never do it again, you asshole.
Thank you. Who actually called out?
I would say, did you just say that out loud? Did you just say footsie?
Exactly. Who says
that? I would be so angry.
Who says that?
I would just leave. I'd throw my drink in their face.
Oh, anyway. So y'all, they skip dessert and go back to the hotel. And Jesse wants to do yoga.
Again, this is exhausting.
This
is just like, because I want to make us closer as a couple.
Couple.
You're not a couple. couple.
You're not a couple. And also, this is not yoga. Now, this what he is doing is actually tantric. It's a tantric sit. I've done that before. The whole point of a tantric sit is that you don't sexually or physically connect. It's just an energetic thing.
Right.
And you don't immediately start straddling one. You initially get to that position. But it's not... It is, it's erotic. It's not sexual.
Right.
Y'all, they do this for like...
5 seconds.
Wait a minute. Is this a page out of a poodle book?
This would be a move. You know what? I would never do something this pretentious.
Yeah, that's true.
But I got to say, I'm like, that's not a bad move. But
I mean, I've done that too, where I'm like, well, let's just do this.
Not a bad move.
And then 3 minutes in, you know, to watching the movie, you're slobbing on their cock.
Everyone does that. So don't act like that's something you've invented.
No. I don't mean it's something I invented. I'm using it as an example. We've all done that, but not something so pretentious as Jesse's.
If you've ever watched a full movie with someone you're dating, especially newly dating.
If they're a woman, you're gay. If you're a man and you watch a movie with a woman, you're gay or she's gay.
Yeah.
But someone's gay.
Now, if you've been dating a while, that can happen. But let's say this is date 2 or 3 and there's no over the sweater action or under the fly action.
Gay.
You're doing it wrong.
Gay. She likes women.
No, that your Netflix needs to say, are you still watching? If your Netflix doesn't say, are you still watching? You did it wrong.
Yes. If you're not covered in lube and have crusty semen in your beard,
when that
message comes on the TV, you did it wrong.
So they're making out, and then they play sex music.
I will say he's a good kisser.
Yeah, but I was so grossed out by it. Just it felt so fake. It felt so. Forced.
Even Jennifer before the make, she's like, if I had to make the first move, I wouldn't be interested. And I went, I just got to, y'all. It is exhausting being in a relationship with her because she gets bored.
Well,
and she gets bored very quickly. She always has to be
stimulated.
That's
what I'm saying. Life is a romance novel for her.
Oh.
And if it's not a romance novel, she's not interested.
But it's a romance novel that always has to be about her.
Oh, yeah. That's the point. Yep. These two are actually pretty vomit-inducing for me. It's hard to watch them. Let's talk about Sinjin.
We will. Okay. If you're listening on the free feed, we're going to take a break real quick, but because it's going to happen later on. But for our Patreon people, we're going to keep going.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
South Africa.
No.
We're going to South Africa.
No.
Just kidding. We're in Connecticut. All right, they're in Connecticut, right?
Yes. Sinjin's pouring out. They're about to go see Mama Skeksis and the half-sister, who I don't know if we've met before.
I don't think so, but Sinjin's getting a Kahlua, y'all.
Drinking a whole glass of it.
The most fattening alcoholic drink there is.
I prefer to drink my calories in alcohol.
In alcohol.
Not with milk added.
I'm not a Kahlua fan.
Nope, either.
I can't do creamy alcohol. I don't even like eggnog.
Nope. Or is it Bailey's? I couldn't tell.
They're both the same, aren't they?
No, someone is screaming and saying Kahlua and Bailey's are very different.
Carl!
I don't drink milk drinks.
Carl,
so.
I don't think they like my favorite drink.
She likes the mudslide.
I don't think... Oh, wait. Will you call Applebee's and see if that mudslide's got calories in it?
No, I think that's TGI Fridays, I think.
Oh, TGI Fridays.
Mudslide. So, y'all... Missy, Mama Skeksis, and sister.
Hey there, kids.
Are gonna take him out, and her, and basically the idea here is, Tania and Sinjin are basically saying, what I'm really worried about is my mom co-signed for you, so they're trying to break it that legally she's still responsible. So they show up, and the mom and the sister are like, "Hey, what are you gonna tell us?"
Hey, what are you gonna tell us?
Is like, "It's like maybe they're gonna tell you you're pregnant.
You having a baby? You having a baby?
Got some Hennessy. The opposite.
What?"
And y'all, Tanya / Tania is sitting there tight-lipped, and she's letting him do everything.
She's letting him just dig that grave.
And honestly, she's still very hurt by it.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it.
And he's the one that wants it. She does not want this divorce.
But I think the thing is, she kind of set up to him like the idea that she was going to help him tell. She gets there and is just like silent as a church mouse.
I think she should have done this all on her own.
Me too. I agree.
She should not have done this with him.
I totally agree. Yep.
But maybe for the show they did. But yeah, he says, well,
Skeksis leaning back with that drink.
We decided we're going to break up, and she's like, I'm shocked. And y'all, this is where... So, look, I know we've been really hard on Tania in the past. However, I think Sinjin is pretty... I feel like Sinjin's actually pretty immovable when it comes to his emotions and what he wants.
Me too.
He moved to the U.S. But I don't think he moved to the U.S. for her. I think he moved to the U.S. He always said, I don't want to go to the U.S. But I think the explorer and the curiosity and the fuckboy in him wanted to fuck his way across. I mean, he literally took a trip across the country when he got here.
Yeah.
So let's be honest. I think that's what he wanted. But she's quiet until mom starts asking, what happened? I thought you were working things out. And then we find out. Tania's been trying to get him to go to therapy.
No, he said we did try therapy.
He said we went to couples therapy.
And she went, not wholeheartedly.
And she did say not whole, because Sinjin then said, well, I don't really believe in, or he said, I don't really care about therapy, especially for me.
Right.
So that tells me is that they probably went to couples therapy, and I guess, and I bet you, anything that the therapist suggested, Sinjin didn't do.
No. Anyway, so mom says, it's nice to be talking to somebody. And finally, the mom is pinning him to the wall and says, so you don't want children or you don't want children with my daughter? And he's like, no, it's like I don't want children at all.
And Tania's totally quiet, doesn't say a word. And then she finally says
to
mom.
I'm feeling bad for Tania.
I know. I feel bad, too. And finally, Tania says, I thought you would have mentioned that you were co-sponsoring him. And then that's when Skeksis goes.
What? Gasoline.
Spicer, am I?
Oh. Gasoline.
And then that thing starts going around in a circle, y'all, and the world's about to end.
They're going to suck the Gelfling dry again.
They are.
So anyway, she's like, did you string her along? And he's like, it's not just the kid things. And so, but Skeksis has a look in her eyes and goes, so I'm responsible for you? Go back to South Africa then. Yeah, fuck if I care.
Fuck. And Sinjin like says, you guys are coming at me a little bit. And he just gets up and walks away. And Missy says, see, there's the immaturity. And it's, I get what they're saying. Because Sinjin says this, and I agree with Sinjin when he says, the failure of this marriage is 50-50.
Yeah.
Remember, y'all, she told him to his face that she's not his soulmate and another guy was.
She also went away for their first.
She also went away.
For their first 90 days.
For their first 90 days for a month and left him alone. So she is shitty and horrible. I actually think she is still more self-involved than he is.
You know.
But I think it's honestly two kind of self-involved people that don't need to be together.
Yeah.
Like they're going to both. Sinjin probably already does. Tania in 3 years is going to look back on this and go,
I was an idiot.
Thank God I didn't have a kid. I don't. Because she'll
grow up. She'll grow up to be a better person.
I think so.
She will.
I think this will, honestly, I think this will make her be a better person.
Because Tania's
she's
like
going to see this as a 26, failure.
26, 27, right?
I think so. She might. You know what?
No, 29. She's 29.
I said she was younger, and on the live show, they shamed me.
She's 29.
She's older. So she is old.
She's 29.
She's old enough to know better.
Still too young to care. So that's all I have about those two.
Poodle, can we talk about farts?
Or farts in a jar?
Farts, y'all.
Stephanie is selling her farts in a jar, by the way.
I don't know to respect this as an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Or to completely just... think she's so fucking ridiculous. I guess she like sticks like a little flute thing up her butt and she farts in it.
Is that what happens? I thought you just caught it.
I don't think
like you just fart in a jar.
You can just catch a fart. You know what? I need to get more information on this before I talk to them.
Or I think it's maybe like a pet rock. It's the idea you're selling.
No, I think she's actually smelling the smell of her farts.
Okay.
Like people get off on smelling farts.
Great. But I mean, I'm like, make that coin if you want. The biggest problem I have, that is the least of problems I have
you
with her.
You could sell Poodle's boots. You could put them in a little jar. It's
honestly, I would not want to share that with people.
A little mason jar. It could be Southern. They could sell them at Cracker Barrel.
You know.
Poodle's boots.
Just had me going.
Yeah, like this with like your little ass and a little thing that just has a little pink air coming out your ass. Just a little. Make that money.
From some of my private moments. So
get me after Barbecue Friday.
Every fart jar is called What I Ate Before. That's disgusting. Here's Meatless Mondays. Lentils and bulgur. Got a picture of me working in the garden. That's disgusting.
But I think that's what she does.
You know, but I'm great. I'm sure there are people who buy it. I think I would.
If you enjoy smelling farts and getting off, sure. I don't get that, but...
I think there's a level that you get...
Because you're not hurting anybody.
No, I think there's a level you get to where you go, sure, I'm fine with that. And also, though...
What if somebody wanted to pay $50 a jar for your fart in a jar? Would you do it then? How much money would you need?
I feel like working on the back end... Get that back end... I feel like all of the back end would be work intensive.
Yeah, you got to ship it.
Yeah.
What if the glass breaks? Then fart's gone.
And what if there were customer complaints?
You know what? This I don't smell the chili rellenos you said were on the jar.
This smells a lot more like pizza. And I was promised creme brulee.
Creme brulee. $100 a jar? $200?
I don't think this is real world discussion. I honestly don't think I could participate in anything that I found so distasteful. Because I feel like it's not.
If you even pay me $10,000, I couldn't do it.
It's not hurting anyone, but at the same time, I feel like it's for me, it feels defrauding to people.
Yeah.
And it's you know what? This is so representative of her because she's happy doing it in a public persona, but her private persona and how she feels inside is so frustratingly insecure that she doesn't know. You know what I'd love to do with her? I'd love to sit across from her in a chair and have her talking. And as soon as she got into that, I go, stop, stop, stop. And I put my hand in her face.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, stop, just be quiet.
What are you feeling right now? Listen to your body.
She could not even tell me that.
But I think she's very actually disconnected from her body.
And not even that, there's so much noise going on in her head.
Yeah.
So she would start to talk and I would go, stop, that's noise. That's noise.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's noise. Stop. Sit with what's there. And you're like, then maybe after 10 minutes of saying stop, 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 she could actually tell you what she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But then she would say, I mean, I feel like I would go, stop again. There's one word that tells me how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
She has so much noise. She is so absolutely disconnected from who she really is.
That's true. You would say stop. She would kind of pause, and then you would finally get her to just go.
But I
could have sold that.
I've had clients and coaching clients where I've had to say stop, stop, stop. It's mm-hmm. where it's not. I wouldn't do that normally, but for people who really need a tough way, mm-hmm. that's what she's going to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to shake her out of her like fake house she's built mm-hmm. for herself of a personality. It's the only thing. And I'll say that again. Her y'all, she's fucking fake. That's all there is.
I think why I have empathy with her as like with clients and stuff. It's all y'all this house she's built to protect her.
Yeah.
And for safety. And
you can have empathy and be frustrated though at the same time.
No, yeah. But no, for sure. But I think it's just, she's got to break that down. So I think there's a lot of personal work that Stephanie needs to do, and she has no business dating anyone.
And I feel that the show is never really going to show her doing that work.
Even this whole, her doing sex for herself and the
she makes a joke out of it.
She makes it a production. Like, don't get a ring light.
No.
Don't even do your... I would have said no ring light. No pretty...
But she goes
no pretty
in,
makeup.
And the dog is there.
I would have told her, no, nothing. This is you. I just want you to, like, if you're in the bed or wherever you like to masturbate, and I just want you to work, put the camera up. It's not about you looking pretty. She'll probably sell this and market this as one of her videos.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the thing. This isn't, none of this is based on self helping herself.
Yeah.
It's
avoidance of feelings. So anyway.
The next day.
She does. She films out the dogs at the door. So yeah, the next day.
She's going on the date with, of course, someone named Stephanie. Stephanie Squared.
I just want to say this. Stephanie goes to the date and she fucking parks on the line and it's horrible. She can't park.
So anyway, y'all, then she's like, I'm a little nervous because I don't know if this Stephanie is bi or bi curious or what. I'm like, so none of this was discussed.
She said, well, you know, some people get kind of drunk and then, but then in person, they're not really that affectionate. And I went, wait a minute. So what you did to Erica.
Exactly.
So you don't want to happen to you. What you literally did. It's that whole thing, y'all. You spot it. You got it.
So they're at the date and she start. You know what?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go ahead and do a single life theater with this.
Glad we discussed this.
And I'll be playing the role of Stephanie.
Great.
And you'll be playing Stephanie too. Stephanie. Okay. Purple-haired Stephanie.
All right.
Stephanie 2.
Stephanie 2. I guess that is Steph.
Yeah, we'll call them Stephanie and Steph.
Sure.
I'll be playing Stephanie Fart Jar.
Okay.
So, okay, here we go. And action.
Action.
Hey.
Hi, thanks for bringing me here.
Hi,
wait, what?
What?
Sorry,
what I say is so funny.
I get nervous when I get nervous. Okay. When I get nervous, great. I laugh. I mean, I just say when I laugh, I get nervous.
Sorry. You're
anyway.
So sexy.
Oh, thank you. I just, you know, I'm just. I am, you know, I'm just happy to be here. You look nice.
Oh, thanks. We're like almost like matching, aren't we? We're like two Stephanies. We're matching.
We do have the same name, yeah. Okay.
Two Stephanies are better than one. I guess. Okay. it wasn't that.
Sorry.
It wasn't that funny.
You almost made me choke.
Oh, I did. Okay.
I love doing new things.
Yeah. Yeah, I like doing. What new things do you like?
Kegels.
To do? Oh,
things with my vagina. Sex. Oh. Let's go fuck. Oh, I mean, what did I say?
It's first date.
Do you like
talk.
Ice cream?
I do love. Yes.
Want to stop the date now and go back to my house for ice cream and other things?
Okay. Oh wow! Did that man just get hit by a car?
Fuck me.
Okay.
And scene. I could not have been more appalled.
When she said, I like exotic, dangerous types.
Oh.
And I went, y'all, Stephanie is a nice, like, nerdy girl with a couple of tattoos.
But
and
no,
but what made me think that is Stephanie sees the world as a film.
Yeah.
As what she wants. It's all projection. She's like, because I'm vanilla, because I'm so boring. And she's just talking about it. She brought up that she
Kegels.
Liked her tattoos to talk about herself.
Yeah. But then she moves into talking about the vaginas because she's comfortable doing that with her online persona.
Y'all, if somebody starts talking about sexual stuff, they're either.
They're like me.
they're either hard up.
No, that's not true. I just want to get to it. Actually, I don't do that at dinner.
Okay. or you're probably more in this category. They're like Debbie and Edward on Hard Date. You're just old and you don't give a fuck anymore.
That's true.
Or probably both, they're not really interested in dating you and they want to get they want to get something out of this experience.
True.
Something out
true.
Of this meal they just paid
She's
for at Red Lobster.
Much more interested in breaking her celibacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This Steph is just a pawn in her queen's gambit.
That was well done.
Well, I meant gambit meaning her vagina.
Oh.
Checkmate.
You pawned my queen's gambit.
Woo!
I think there's a chess piece stuck in there somewhere. So
they are going to go back to their house, and that's it. Right, so I don't have anything else. What do you have?
Yeah, they say other wonderful parts, bits of wisdom. Like
I'm all about vibes too.
Like these
oh my
terrible
God.
People
are we both
too
about,
hot to
are
handle.
Are we both about vibes?
We are the same person.
We are.
You know what? Because Stephanie wants to date herself.
She does.
And
golly, Erica dodged not a bullet. She dodged a speeding like warship that just would have just ruined her life.
I seriously think what would need to happen is she wouldn't be a therapist. It would be a life coach who would be able to handle her who wouldn't be able to treat her so kindly. I think you would have to use, it would be like, why?
Someone who's not validating her whole
That's
experience.
What I'm saying. Exactly.
I'll be interested to see what, because Stephanie, that first date, that wasn't a date. That was just some PA in New York or some guy from Manhattan casting. I'd be interested to see her date a man because she said she's bi and that's how she identifies.
Mm-hmm.
We've only seen her kind of really like pursue women, but yet she doesn't want to be sexual with men or women. Like are you asexual? And that's fine if you're asexual. Or are you not? Because I feel like...
The sexuality is outside herself. That's
the
issue.
Yeah, because if you really are attracted to women and you're... It's just such this weird disconnect that her public persona can be so sexual, but yet you're not able to carry that into just... Are you... Like, it makes me wonder, like... And I don't mean this the way
no,
it sounds,
it's,
but
it's
like...
it's a pathology.
Did
I feel like trauma happened to
her. Totally.
And it's not even about men or women, but I'm like, I think Stephanie's bi. I'm not counting that, but I wonder like if she had trauma that happened potentially with a guy or something. And so she's not pursuing
Everything's pointing to that.
She is probably attracted to women, but she's just not. I think maybe she thought it would be different with women.
Yeah.
But sex is sex, no matter what gender you're with. It's intimate.
I think you would need to.
She's avoiding something.
She needs to either be with a coach or a mentor who would say, cut the bullshit. I'm not going to validate you anymore.
She needs to be on like one of those documentaries I used to watch as a teenager on real sex on HBO. Like one of those teachers that does all that
shit. No, I'd be like, stop.
All right, let's
just talk. In her face. And I'd really enjoy it.
I wouldn't. Let's talk. Well, yeah, with her. Let's talk about Debbie.
It's a blind date. Edward.
Okay.
This is a mismatch, by the way.
It's a mismatch. Even Kyle from Kim and Kyle. We need to do a collab with them.
It's been
a long time. Kyle even said, he put up the quote of Debbie saying, if they don't want to drink, that's fine. It's not my problem. I'm good. And Kyle said, what the fuck? I like Debbie.
Yeah, I mean, she's proving to be the best thing on the season.
She makes me feel emotions I never would have thought of watching her.
Yeah.
Whenever she was sitting there, so nervous.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, no matter what age we are, we just all want to be loved in some way.
And this is why...
we become that little kid.
And this is why she's compelling. She's showing honest emotion. Stephanie is not showing.
No.
Jennifer and Jesse don't know how. I think
Sinjin is
trying to do it.
He's very, I think part of him is very South African, man. You don't show emotions.
And Natalie thinks emotions are something given to you by Satan.
Yeah. That's pretty much where we are.
And so that's why, and I won't even talk about Big Pred.
What's happening with him, thankfully.
But it's interesting. The reason why we're so captivated is because it's such a different take than everybody else this season. Do you ever watch Love on the Spectrum? It's not anything like that.
I wanted to.
Oh my God, I loved it. Because it's not what you think it will be. It's just extremely compelling just to watch people who communicate differently, who are neurodivergent, also have the same wish to share their life with someone.
Yeah.
And some kind of do it well and some obviously don't. But you realize we're all having a lot of the same struggles out there.
And it's so, y'all, you think it's hard enough and you're 28 and you are pretty or whatever and you've got a job and you think it's hard enough to date. But what is it like for the people that don't fit into... When you're young, that's when you date.
Sometimes remarkably easier because there is no pretense sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are on the spectrum, making small talk is quite difficult.
Yeah.
I have a really, really hard time with small talk.
Yeah.
Debbie
does not.
No, she doesn't.
Debbie does not have it. So y'all, the date comes over, Edward, his name, he is like, what did they say his age was?
60.
So he's
or maybe 65.
No,
he's 60.
Okay,
but Debbie's 69.
You know, Debbie's a hard 69.
Yeah,
you can tell she's worked as like in smoke filled waitress.
Yeah, cocktail waitress.
So y'all, she's lived a life. She does. He looks like literally like 15 years younger than she does.
Yeah, and he's from Manchester, England. Manchester, England, England, across the Atlantic Sea.
Because they were sitting there. And people,
Mom, I think he talks funny. What's going on?
Be quiet, Pee-wee. Don't be rude.
Said, I detect a little
accent.
And he's like, yeah, I'm from Manchester.
Not that bad.
Poor guy. What can you imagine when Colt comes to the door and says, you're going to date my mom?
Hey, don't bring her. Bring her back on time.
I'm going to go fuck my wife for the fifth time today. Have fun.
An orgasm three times.
Yeah. All right.
God.
And so
he is so loud when he comes. You just know it.
So, okay. So Debbie says, oh, he's very handsome and he's got a great accent. And so, oh, that was a little porn granny.
It
sorry.
Was a little porn granny.
And so Edward, so they get
a little more gritty voice.
Great. And so Edward, they're driving to the date. And Ed, you know what? I think it's time again. You surprised me. So y'all, this is an episode of Reality Gays Single Life Theater.
The bass part.
That's the bass part.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'll be playing Edward and maybe other people.
I'll be playing Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah.
All right. And action.
What is a nice truck here? Yeah, I like the truck he got here.
Does your son usually meet your dates?
No, you know, he doesn't really. We're very close. Very close.
Well, don't let him talk about that baby. Only we get to say that he's a
piece of shit. Be quiet, Pee-wee. Okay. I don't need to tell this man about you yet.
You can.
Hey, you want to see my cats? I got all kinds of cats in here.
Your cat? Oh, actual cats.
Yeah, you want to see them?
Okay.
Mom, don't do it. Don't show. No, look. I promise look, mommy look here,
Pee-wee.
Like
Pee-wee, Pee-wee, this is how you make friends with people. He's very attractive man. He may pummel my vagina tonight.
Ooh, Mom.
I don't need to see your cats, actually.
Queen Mauser.
Does he have one eye?
Queen Mauser.
Okay. All right.
And this is Roly Poly.
Well, that's a fat cat. Is that a penis or just a ball of hair on his side?
I thought that a lot of things, you know.
Okay.
She's quite hung.
Okay.
This is Shasta.
Oh, like the drink.
Shasta, yeah.
Do you enjoy Shasta?
Whatever, never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
where'd you get the name
then? This is Shasta. This is Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog.
He's a cat, and that's why we think it's funny.
Okay, okay, well.
He's a funny, funny animal.
I still don't need to, you know.
This is just Pie.
We
call her Pie.
Okay, all right. Well.
Not P-I-E, Pie, as in 3.14.
Mom, shut up. You're not doing good, Mom.
Sometimes I talk a lot when I'm nervous. Sometimes I just keep on talking. Do you want to see another one? Do you want to see another kitty?
And scene.
Who knew Debbie had more cats than we thought?
Who knew?
Shasta and Pie.
I thought she would have had a Shasta. Go figure. She doesn't.
Queen Mauser.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Edward did not. I love that she said, do you want to see a cat? He's like,
no.
Not really. And she still showed him the cat.
See, ooh.
Y'all get the. I'm pretty sure they're going to the Stratosphere because this place in Vegas looks fucking budget.
All I know is you guys.
Or I'm sorry,
The Strat. You get vibes off of people as soon as you meet them. This guy does not want to see her again.
Yeah, he does not want to see her again.
So, y'all, they order a drink. She's like, I'll take the scorpion. And it's six shots of alcohol, 64 ounces.
Have you ever had a scorpion?
No.
It's one of those drinks that, like, you have
I imagine it's very sweet.
You have it with Chinese food.
Oh.
So that's in Chinese, like, in tacky Chinese restaurants, you get it. It's like fucking pineapple, orange juice. It's literally like
hangover.
It's like two shots of gin, a shot of dark rum, like two shots of 150, and then like a shot of vodka. It's basically like a Long Island Iced Tea. It's just one of those drinks with
God.
So much liquor in it.
I don't want to drink sweet stuff with my alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, and he's like, I don't drink. And she's like,
Will. And then the producer says, what's your first impression? She said, well, she's older than I expected. But, you know.
You knew that as soon as he picked her up.
But she has a lot to talk about. So when they bring the scorpion and when she orders it, he even kind of makes a face like, I honestly got a little
almost
bit.
Almost like Natalie.
Yeah, I almost got a gay vibe from him. But then I remembered he's British.
Yeah, you never
Same
know.
Thing. You never know.
So not a ton happened. He talks about.
Well, he starts talking about sex.
It is weird.
He's like, what's your opinion on sex on the first date? And I'm like, why are you talking about this if you're not interested
in her? I know what this is producer initiated.
Probably.
I think it has to be. Because, and she's like, well, you're talking about sex. And he said, well, guess what? I don't need any blue pills.
He's like, I don't need a blue pill. I'm at the age where I don't need a blue pill. And
he is asking leading questions.
He's talking about his erect penis.
Well, here's the thing.
On the first date. No one should ever talk about their erect penis on the date. If you listening to this show or you are on this couch right now, raise your hand if you ever talked about your erect penis on a date.
I need to rethink my strategies. So I guess hitting the table with it is a faux pas underneath, going knock, knock, who's there? Dick.
Dick who?
Wouldn't you like to know later? You can know his last name later. He's a gentleman.
Wow.
Fine. I guess I need to rethink all my dating habits.
Mother Debbie's teaching you. Knock, knock, knock it on heaven's door.
I think it's producers asking, so too. It's because they know it's funny when she talks about
sex. Because I don't think he just...
sex.
I've been on a date with a guy who, like, totally was not interested in me, but was interested enough to, like, just wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
And we had that. It was great. We just fucked, and then we both were kind of like, I'm not into this. Let's go home.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to fuck, though, so I can only think it's producer-initiated.
Yeah. And then you woke up in the morning and realized it wasn't real.
That was a dream.
Oh, wait, was that a porn I watched?
Was that a porn I watched?
Yeah.
Wait, he's not a professional football player? I thought he was.
Oh, well, I can still tell people
what?
About it.
What? Okay. He didn't drive a Ford F-150? Jacked up?
I'm really making a lot of stuff up these
days.
Wow,
okay.
So he says, what would you like to do after this? The leading question is like that.
Yes.
And she's like, well, you can take me home and kiss me on the cheek. And
mask or without? No mask.
He's weird. This guy kind of likes to
weird.
Push buttons.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him at all. You deserve better, Debbie. Who knew I would say that?
They get back. And I wrote down, she needs to date on a cat people site.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a dating app for cat people.
Yeah, pussy's looking for pussy.
Pussy for pussy.
Pussy for pussy.
No, that would be like a lesbian site.
Oh, that's a good lesbian site. I should do that.
Later on, he basically says, I didn't feel a love connection. She's like, oh, okay. All right. And she goes inside, puts her purse in the saddest way, makes sure her purse balance is on. And she kind of sits down there, gives the cat some water bottle. And she just has this moment where she and the... And the producer said, why are you crying? She's like, well, I kind of...
It's hard putting yourself out there continuously.
I teared up.
I got teared up, but I was moved.
She's like, I was put in the friend zone, and I want to be in the fucking fuck zone.
I want to be in the fucking fuck zone.
You're fucking fuck zone.
But she even said, I was married for so long, and then I was a widow for so long. I'm happy with my life. Is it worth this? And then in like...
To mend my heart, yeah.
And then like a quote of Shakes, she said, is it worth breaking my heart to find
for
someone to mend my heart?
Yep. I love her. I know. Shall we move on to Natalie?
Yeah.
In time for Natalie.
Natalie.
We are having pool day with Yolanda in Boca Raton.
In Boca Raton.
Mouth of Rat. With Puglia. Mouth of Puglia. Oh, Puglia, Puglia, Puglia. Wonder where Puglia is.
So Boca Raton. I know rat is Raton, but Boca means mouth.
Mouth of the rat, yeah.
Well, that's a shitty name to name a town.
I don't know why it is. Someone will come at us and tell us.
Mouth of the rat.
But seriously, where's Puglia?
Oh, wait, Boca. Yeah, I've heard that term.
Wow.
Took me a minute. Usually it's got some other words around it.
Pinga in Boca.
Yep, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, seriously, someone tell me if you know where Puglia went, the rat.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I was saying Puglia, and you're like, not familiar. You're just staring.
No,
stop. No. Remember what I just said about, we were saying, we've been running, these shows been running long. And I was like, maybe we should try to do shorter. I'm like, maybe.
Y'all, these shows are kind of long because just these
you
people.
You sing arias from The Merry Widow?
No, it's because these people are fucking trash dumps.
That's true.
Anyway, so y'all, they're both wearing matching swimsuits.
He's invited her. John.
Jolanta has, you know what? Jolanta's had good work.
She has. She married well.
She married well. Yeah. She's had good work. And she's like, so tell me about your date with Johnny. What's her
As
fire?
I said before.
Smoke.
She ignores. She's like, I like him. He loved God. He believes in God. I like him.
So we saw the first date. He said he believed in God. He didn't say he loved God.
I think I made it's that not part like up.
But I think she said that. I think
she says he believes in God.
It's not like he just admits our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
I like it how you've
hate
never
that song. It's
you,
horrible.
How do you know that song?
One of those like buy a CD things.
I
on
see.
Time
got
life.
It. Got it. Got it.
He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. El Shaddai. El Shaddai
is a good song. Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty. From Oklahoma. It's from Oklahoma.
Y'all, if you don't consider yourself a Christian these days, but you hear Sandy Patty and you immediately get emotional, you might be homosexual. A girl who had a lot of homosexual friends.
That's true. That's true.
God, I love me some Sandy Patty. So,
I do too.
Did she leave the church over anti-gay stuff?
I think she is very pro-gay, but maybe we just want her to be. If you know Sandy Patty, tell her we said hi.
Or if you know anything about her.
I got to have some Oklahoma sissies that are my friends that know Sandy Patty, because I think she's from Tulsa, because didn't she go to OBU or ORU?
I don't know.
Oral Roberts
or
University.
Roberts U. Yeah. You're acting like, didn't Sandy Patty go to Oral Roberts U? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
She probably knows a pioneer woman. They're all friends. I don't know.
So
anyway, so they're talking, and she's like, so you like him? She's like, I like him.
And so she does tell Mike about Jolanta that I did tell Mike about the day because she's
Mike's
still
paying for everything.
Yeah.
Still,
don't forget that. Paying for the rent. He paid for this model weekend.
Yeah. Mike's still paying for this, y'all.
So that night they're
going
to the model
to a modeling
event.
Y'all remember, if you missed that, Johnny invited Natalie to a modeling workshop,
which means
this could not get better.
He got a discount if he invited four people.
Yes.
Also, I will tell you right now, this modeling event is called So You Want to Be a Model.
It's called So You Want. It's like that. There's that commercial class down on Pico that says, hey, I saw your commercial.
Yeah.
That's the name of the class. By the way, y'all, it's not a good class.
Well, that's the thing. These are like, and everyone needs to get on the ground floor of something. But a lot of these places are going to promise you things. A lot of them are, especially initial level classes, the more you promise, you guys, the more expensive the class is.
Some of them are good. If they don't take a lot of money, if they don't take a ton of your money, sometimes these places can be good for you to just be super inexperienced and just fuck shit up.
Right.
But that's sadly not, a lot of these places do promise you the world. They're going to have, I guarantee you, y'all, there was modeling agents
that were
going to be there.
From like the Donovan agency.
They used to do that in the cast, and then it really shut down the casting world.
Sid Farkas models.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really happen anymore in LA.
No,
anymore.
because of pay for play.
Yeah.
People like CSI casting directors doing a lot of them. Yeah.
Doing a lot. It was honestly a really helpful thing, and then people took advantage of it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It sucks because how do you meet them now?
Otherwise, you don't. Yep. So
you can't fuck them like the good old days.
Well,
you could in the 30s.
So they're going to teach them posing, making connections, and Natalie's just like, I want to be beautiful. I think I'm goddess.
That explains everything. Yep. My body is perfect. I am beautiful. I am goddess. And I went, and that's why no man is ever going to please you.
Yeah. So, y'all, she's doing her...
I don't look my age. I look younger. How old
she
do you
said
think?
I look 20.
Yes. And how old is Natalie? She's 36. 36?
37.
She doesn't look 37.
No, I agree.
She doesn't look 20.
Here's the thing.
She passed for like early 30s.
I don't want to be ageist here, but it's really hard
but
to
modeling
start.
Modeling is ages.
Yeah, but it's really hard to start modeling at 36. The fact that no one is going to tell her that at this.
Unless she wants to. I know there are other avenues of models that do older work model. But those aren't like going to, a lot of them aren't going to pay your bills unless you're the top 0.001%. And Sissy told us, I want to say this. I don't know if you saw this. And I went, she's right. She either posted on the Facebook group or she messaged me and she said, Natalie is actually, she should, it's a good thing she's in Florida because she would is the perfect model that models on QVC.
She is.
And I went, that's Natalie. That's what Natalie, y'all think about it. How often do you see a Natalie on Home Shopping Network?
It's true. Over smiling too big, crazy eyes.
I should call my friend Tom Mayberry, who's a host at HSN.
You dropped that name.
And say, can you get Natalie on here?
So y'all, after that, they ask her and Johnny. So he's trying to be a model too, I guess.
I actually bet if he I actually bet in pictures he looks.
Walking fedora.
Yeah. I bet actually he looks better than you think.
I wrote down Johnny's the guy who's always doing prayer hands.
He does it all
with
the time.
You. Going, like, oh, namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Yeah. Every goodbye is prayer hands.
Yeah. And that is like, it's a lot of kitsch. I'm holding my body. Here. But I feel alive.
Did you?
Feel alive.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Babe, Natalie, whoa!
So here's where you realize that Natalie doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
I kind of realized that.
No, but when she said, do you want to do a couples modeling scene? And she's like, well, this is the problem because I am still married. That's like an actor going, well, I can't play this role. I'm married and this role is a single person. Or, I'm a homosexual and I can't play this role because he likes women. What am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
It's called acting.
It's called modeling.
As I like to say, acting is lying.
Yeah, it is.
Finding a great way to lie.
Do you know how many models have laid naked together and felt each other's gooches?
Yeah.
And peens and all that kind of stuff? That's just part of the job.
And it's just kind of like, but you can just tell she's just not there.
Oh, no.
Because she thinks somehow that she has to be romantically involved with this guy.
It's almost like
couples model.
She does, everything is just literal at face value for Natalie. Anyway, Johnny was like,
threw my pad down.
Johnny's like, hey, this is really
prayer hands.
Really good for both of us. And
I'm so happy you're here.
And we're going to second date tomorrow.
See you tomorrow night.
Yeah, second date, fist bump.
Fist bump.
All right, here we go. Oh, great.
I can't wait for the second date. Hopefully he'll have a drink. She'll be mortified.
We didn't see them on next week on.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some ice cream and sex. And what else was it? It was showing...
It showed us. Did we see Jesse? And
yeah, Jesse. Yeah. So, oh yeah, meeting her kid.
Yes,
which that'll be interesting.
And I've gone down this road before.
I've gone down this road
before. We're gonna get some more. Some more Stephanie.
Yeah, great.
Eating nutty buddies in bed. There is not a less sexual ice cream than a nutty buddy.
At least get a
Give
spoon.
Give me a Snickers ice cream bar.
We've got to go.
That is sexual.
You're going into a
or
place.
A Milky Way.
All right, y'all, that's the show. It's called Reality Gaze, and you can go to realitygaze.com. We appreciate
Ooh, a
it.
Push pop. Now we're talking.
Now that I can get into. All right, everybody. You can go to our Instagram, realitygazepodcast, to our Instagram. Jesus. Go to our Linktree link. You can come to our New York and Chicago show. More dates coming soon.
A magnum. Yes! Now I'm horny.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, food?
Yes. And if you're ever on a long car ride and someone keeps showing you their cats and then she shows you things like, this is Commander Pusswagon.
Oh, Mom. And again.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.